Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. So today, I'm kind of thinking about the concept of applications. Applications are changing. First of all, if you think about applications over the last 20 years, what was acceptable in an application has radically modified. The original smartphones, the Pocket PC and the Symbian devices, actually ran full versions of software. You would pay as much for the software on your mobile device as you did on your desktop, $19-$20 per application, and it was fairly extensive applications, fairly expensive applications overall. And that concept of, you know, smartphone applications was that they were the full app. They did everything that the desktop app did. The evolution of the Apple iTunes marketplace and the changes with Google Play of how people consume mobile applications is really something that interests me. It's a concept that I call bite-sized apps, where the application doesn't do everything that its big brother does. It actually does less. But in having that, you know, in having that ability, that function, it's able to do some of what big brother can do. So you can take an Office document in Word and move it between your mobile device and your desktop and a web version, a browser, and your tablet quite easily. But there's other things that, you know, the core functionality that you do on your mobile device is very different than the core functionality you do on your desktop or your laptop. So as you think about these things, you know, the evolution of how you use the application has also changed. So the concept then of a bite-sized application is one that interests me and one that I've spent a little time kind of diving through and thinking about and kind of considering. And it's something that over time I suspect I will continue to evaluate, because applications are critical. Applications are why we use mobile devices. Applications are why we use networks. Applications are why we connect to the cloud. We don't connect to the cloud just for the sheer joy of connecting to the cloud, right? You know, nobody goes to the AWS or Azure or Google or IBM cloud just to kind of hang out, right? You know, you go to the cloud, you go to the web, you go to the internet to interact with an application, be it that you're interacting with Facebook or you're interacting with an accounting package your company has or you're interacting with an HR package your company has. So as you kind of move forward, you know, you think about applications. Applications are the reasons why you have networks. They're the reasons why you have cloud instances. They're the reasons why you have databases and structures. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Have a great day.